Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Munan.
This is Jeff Ellison. Welcome to Friday, I believe. I believe we're on Friday, January 31st. Of course, that's most important because the January transfer window closes in a mere hour.
That's the kind of week Jeff has had. He does not know what day it is.
It's
episode 9.44. We are winding down. Final day on Radio Row in New York. We actually are in New York. We don't have to say New York, New Jersey because we're Radio Row.
We're in New York. And you know what? No one's saying New York, New Jersey.
Everyone.
That is one of the stories.
Everything that they're handing out says New York, New Jersey.
Everything they're handing out. But has anyone said it?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
The Godfather. Gil Brandt walking through
very slowly, very methodically.
He is doing his thing. But, Jeffrey, here we go. It's time to actually get down to predictions. We're going to have
some folks
joining us later on in the show so that we can get predictions from everybody. Jeff?
I was just wondering if we could flag Gil down.
I don't know if Gil – Jeff has – I've lost Jeff.
Gil?
So I'm going to chomp in the show right
Gil?
Now.
Okay.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So we have wrangled Gil Brandt. He's here right now,
the Godfather. Is actually sitting
now,
right down next to me.
Now, he thinks that he's going to just fly under the radar because he's wearing his fancy coat, which is just a normal coat. And he's like, you know what, no one's going to notice me at all. How are you, sir?
How come you know all my secrets?
How come we know? We're not giving your secrets away because this is going over to the United Kingdom and things. And so... those people, you know, you could fly incognito in London because they don't know you as the man who created the dynasty that is the Dallas Cowboys in their glory years. They don't know that about you, so you're fine. But here in New York, he has to fly incognito.
Well, they're going to play there this year, you know. They're going to play in London this year.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, tell us about the International Series.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's really great. And I think that... you know, the United Kingdom is becoming a great, great group of people that enjoy football. And it's starting, they tell me there's a lot of young kids that are starting to play and everything.
Very much
actually
so.
Playing.
So I think anytime you can get young kids growing up into the game, you know, eventually they're going to be buying tickets and buying products that are advertised and so forth. So I think it's great.
And the league has several athletes from England playing in the league.
Yes, they do. We had one of them to tackle here in New York for the draft last year.
Yes, sir.
I'm blanking on his name because it's been such a long week.
Florida State.
He's the Raiders kid, Jack Crawford.
Minook Wilkins.
Right.
But Jack Crawford is also making huge strides with the Raiders.
Penn State guy.
Penn State kid.
Well, there's, in 1986, we played over there.
Yes.
We played.
That was an exhibition game during preseason.
Yeah. It was a great trip for us. We played the Bears, and they sold out Wembley Stadium. And
isn't that a great atmosphere?
Oh, yeah, it really was. I know our people liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it on game day because it rained, but otherwise it was good.
It does rain over there a bit.
They do.
So we promised you, Mr. Brandt, that we would not keep you very long, and so we will keep our word. So we need your bold prediction for the weekend.
Well, my prediction is a tie game in regulation. And
we're going to have the first overtime in the history.
We're going to have the first tie. Lombardi trophies.
First overtime.
Overtime game. And in overtime, Seattle is going to kick a field goal and win 23-20.
All right.
Wow, that is a bold prediction.
Okay, now, Gil, just so you know, as a former general manager – it was only Mike Tannenbaum who we've had predict the Seahawks and you.
Everyone else has.
Do you want to reconsider
them.
Your pick, given that who's unemployed now?
Well, I might be unemployed too, but I just think
Sirius would never let go of you.
I think it's a great two evenly matched teams. I think it's a great game, and it's just the quarterback goes to Denver. The turnover, which is very important, those are two very important stats, goes to Seattle. You know, they were a plus 20 during
plus
the 20. Season. and plus 23 when you take it into the playoffs. And you know their defense scores 29% of the points. And you got the number one ranked all-time highest scoring team against the number one ranked defensive team.
Should
scoring.
Be terrific.
Yeah, it should be.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Brandt.
Godfather of the NFL, Gil Brandt. Thank you very much.
What, do you sing? Do you sing and dance?
I do.
Do you sing
that.
And dance?
Good to see you guys.
Thank you very much for being on. That was Gil Brandt, folks.
Mr. Brandt, do you need this? Okay.
Not sure he, yeah, okay. Came off the table there. So there you go. You just never know who's going to walk
you
by.
You never know. Besides the beautiful women walking right in front of us, we don't know. They're probably not famous, but they were real pretty.
Well, see, oh, well, yeah, that's, well, I mean, that happens.
That happens.
Everywhere.
That just happens. It's the Super Bowl.
But we got a great Gil Brandt. He really knows.
He's such a
stuff.
Sweet man. He knows
so
everything.
So now I'm discombobulated because we come right out of chomping it in.
Yeah.
You don't even know what show we're doing.
Episode number?
Yeah. And what the title of the show is.
It's Radio Row Show. It's the Radio Row Show.
Radio Row.
And it rhymes. That's all that matters.
Super Bowl preview. That's all we need. Super Bowl 48.
Got Old Spice set up behind
so
us for people
right
to
off
get their picture
the bat,
taken with Wes
boom,
Walker.
We got the godfather of the NFL, Gil Brandt.
Now, Steve, tell people more about what Gil's pedigree.
Well, the whole history.
No,
whole
not his
history.
Whole history, but just from your time with the Cowboys. I'll fill in the rest, but I thought since you were the Cowboys guy.
But
you
I wasn't
more.
With them at the time that Gil was with the Dallas Cowboys. Gil Brandt has had.
He's been in the league literally a lifetime.
Yeah, Gil Brandt was with the Dallas Cowboys from 1960, so the inception of the team,
right.
To 1989.
And he's
that's
80
when,
years old.
That's when Jerry Jones bought the team in 88, and Gil Brandt parted ways soon after that. But Gil...
he's never borne a grudge. He's
no,
never
no,
said
absolutely.
Anything about Jerry,
and
which is
and
great.
He always has positive things to say about the Dallas Cowboy organization. The thing is, Gil, you know, he was, I think, say, smart enough that during that entire tenure, he had Tom Landry be his head coach.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And Tom Landry, you know, was phenomenal as a head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. So, I mean, that is the career as far as the organization.
Well, and I like
he played ball in Wisconsin.
I love that Wisconsin guy. You could see he's a Wisconsin guy. Did he look remotely cold? No,
he was
not at all.
But I love that Super Bowl jacket he's got wearing.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, you know, you
I guess when you're the godfather. You can get a jacket like that. Because I would like one. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna wait for him to sit down. I'm gonna take it off.
It won't fit you. He's a smaller man.
No, but he looked like it was probably three sizes too big for him.
Okay,
so it probably would fit me.
Okay. So behind me right now is Wes Welker sniffing a Old Spice
deodorant. Is he in the snow globe again?
Yes, he is. Oh, no, he's
Wes
trapped
Welker
at a snow globe at a 99-cent store. And it full-size cutout, and people can go up and get their picture taken here at the Super Bowl with Wes Welker cutout.
All right.
I spoofed my son and sent it to him with me, and he bit. He thought that Dad was with Wes Welker.
And he's like, hey, Dad, why is Wes Welker smelling the thing of Old Spice?
Well, apparently the only thing that blew it for him is I hung my credential around Wes Welker, and that went over the deodorant. And so that took away the three-dimensionality,
so
and that was
like,
the tell. That was the tell.
Yeah, he's like,
no, that wouldn't hang that way.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't hang that way. That's not natural. Because I'm sorry, if you don't know that it's a cutout that you're with, it has to be lit perfectly to pull off the cutout.
Right.
Like I'm with the president.
I've done that, by the way.
Or at a wax. Someone wax museums work better.
Yes.
Wax, because there is three-dimensionality.
A little.
So the lighting, the lighting is much more natural. So where a cutout, you could have glare on it or things like that. And if you use a flash, it's going to flash off the cutout. Unnatural. But Jordan bit on. Jordan is becoming one of my more gullible children. Unfortunate.
Okay.
It's too bad. So
I'm sending him a picture, and I'm gonna Photoshop in Tony Romo. He's going to Photoshop Romo in the picture with
me. He'll buy it.
And he'll be like, what was it?
Dude, did you get an autograph for me?
And I was like, I'm sorry he wouldn't give me an autograph, Jordan, but I did take a picture.
No. See,
and he would buy it.
If it came from me, he's going to.
Hook, line, and sinker.
From the longest time, I've been like such and such player
no,
said
see,
hi.
But if it came.
From Uncle, no, he'd
from
buy
me,
it.
From me, he would totally buy it.
But he would
and
suspect.
Then I would,
the first question you would get is, are you near my dad? Because like, no. That's him investigating. Are you near my dad? Because if you are, it's probably a lie. But if you're not near my dad, that is true.
I'm going to Photoshop a good picture.
So,
anyways, Jeffrey,
what's on tap?
Let's just stop. We're going to start right now, and let's bring him in. That was Kosaki Economopoulos, the biggest name in comedy.
I think it's a bit of a fall off from The Godfather to Kosaki. No offense. I mean, he's a joke teller.
Why does he always got to end with Tebow, though?
I think Tim Tebow's birth was the best thing that ever happened to Kosaki. You know how, what's his name?
I'm not going to lie. You can do great comedy.
You can't. When you get a kid who is completely clean, there's nothing wrong with him at all.
Right.
And then he happens to win and be very successful in college and happens to be a terrible quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
That is rife for comedy material.
But it's funny how I literally did know where he was going with that joke as soon as he said
And I'm just looking at you and I'm going, you're wrong, Steven.
No,
you don't know where Kostaki's
exactly
taking this gag.
Where he was taking that bit.
You did. Hats off.
Because that's how I would have written it.
So, yeah, exactly. Notch and I wrote some comedy this morning just to finish this. So,
not the 2 a.m.
Because, yes, the 2 a.m. having a gin and tonic.
Is this the God thing, the NFL
going
to God?
Yes, which Steven found not amusing at all. So, I'm just going to share it because that's all there is because Steven won't participate.
Since Steven did not participate in his.
Well, you don't buy it. You don't think it's funny.
Go ahead. The NFL goes to God.
Just know that right now it's 32 degrees outside. Right now.
Okay, right now.
And it is on a crescendo of warmth through Monday.
Yeah, but so you're telling me that
game day temperature is expected to be 46 in the day, overnight low 38.
Sunday saying the low of 30.
Chance of low. That's like 6 o'clock in the morning kind of thing when you're waking up. So the chance of there's a chance of snow today.
Okay.
But as the temperature rises, the chance of snow decreases. Obviously, it can snow as high as 38, 39. Sure. But and I think we'll get a dusting of snow. There's a system out there. But that's just for today. We're still on Friday. It's warming, then rain like Tuesday as I leave.
Well, see, that's not what I'm showing here with my little handy-dandy weather.
You're on a little
weather
widget. You're on a widget from Apple.
So Apple's widgets are not to be trusted, even though they
come Yahoo
straight
weather.
From AccuWeather. It is
right.
powered by the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel, who they have a whole channel just for weather, are always wrong.
What are they saying about today and snow?
Today they're saying it
is. Look at my satellite, and now you compare it to what your little widget tells you, my satellite picture.
Okay. I don't read satellite.
Well, it's hard to see through this, isn't it? It'd be really easy if it weren't for the snow.
Okay.
Okay. But there's Staten Island is underneath there. This blue is snowfall.
All right.
And so that's Staten Island underneath the heaviest part of it, which is to the south of us.
Yeah.
The Bronx is to the north of us. It's clear in the Bronx.
Yeah.
So there's snow coming.
Yes, there's
but
snow coming.
But your app, does it say it's going to snow today?
It says it's going to snow. It says that tomorrow there's
this
water.
This will be gone.
And it says that Sunday there's a chance, but they're definitely going to fall on Monday.
Okay, I'm going to arm wrestle you because I think that's wrong. I think this is right.
Cool. All right.
And we're going to move on. So it really doesn't help the humor at all.
It's getting warmer.
It does.
Not that it is.
And
I
the
don't
NFL,
feel a bit warmer, but it's getting warmer. Go ahead.
Well, look, what am I wearing this morning on my feet?
Tennis shoes.
First time all week. I've been here since Saturday. Today's Friday. First time I've broken out the tennis shoes. We worked out one night in the gym.
Yes.
And I wore my tennis shoes because it was indoors.
I would hope that you didn't work out with your boots.
The boots, it's very complicated. So it's warming, and the NFL is getting nervous. Because as you know, Steven, the NFL wants it to snow a little.
Do they really?
I promise.
Okay.
I promise. I've been here all week. You flew in yesterday. So you can hear it from all the NFL officials.
You just got here. So.
Well, that kind of gives you a leg up when you've been on the ground.
Sure.
And they're very excited about the snow, but they see it falling out of being possible because it's too warm. So
I don't want.
They've gone to the Lord God Almighty. Okay. They've got the Pope involved, and they're like, "We've got to fix this because it must snow on game day. It must." And you know, God says, "Well, sure, I can make it snow, but you know, I generally don't get involved in this stuff. That's not my department. I don't. I kind of set things in motion and then let them go." And they said, "No, we really need it to snow." And do you realize we're the NFL?
Yeah.
He says, okay, you've got a point. There's me, and then there's you guys as far as power in the world. I understand that. So I'll help out. I'll help out.
So the NFL.
Well, you know, it was Jerry Jones that said that God watched the Dallas Cowboys through the hole in old Texas Stadium.
He does.
So clearly God has an interest in the NFL.
Yeah.
And wants them to be successful. But he's like, it's not going to be that simple.
Okay.
So here's what I'm
going
to need.
Please get to
here's
wherever you're need. Going to the NFL asking for the NFL.
Comedy is timing. Oh, wait. Unless you're just trying to get through it. Here's Miss America, Stephen, which we don't have this year.
Yeah,
she
I know.
Is, she's beautiful. She is.
How did Miss America not come to our desk this year?
I didn't go to a breakfast because I slept too long.
Yeah, we should have.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Okay.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Stop saying that. I think the fans understand.
Well, Stephen, what I'm going through is the controversy that surrounded Miss America this year.
You know what? I don't think that I will ever see a Miss America as beautiful as the first one we interviewed in Indianapolis.
I liked last year's best, just because she was fun.
Oh, yeah,
the personality for the girl, it's a package deal. And I really would have liked to have seen her this year because of the controversy. There was a lot of hate out there because she is of Indian heritage.
And she looks amazing, but I.
So why is there hate towards an American who happens to have Indian heritage?
Well, those.
Not American those, Indian, those but
are,
Indian.
Those are stupid people.
Those are stupid people, but they were very loud.
Those are ignorant, stupid people.
Okay.
And so unfortunately, in this country.
You're free.
There are a lot of them.
And you're free. Is there more in this country than other countries? No, but we're louder.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think that there's more dumb people in America? Well, okay, I'm with you on that. Okay, is there more dumb people that would be racially dumb than there are in other countries? Because I've heard it in a lot of countries.
No, but I
think
we
have more dumb
people. When I go to
another
country, I always hear, you guys are still worried about that? So, like whenever you bring up race. They're like, you guys still
okay, we
you guys
worry.
Still have that problem
we
over
still,
there?
Well, there's yeah, a we perception do. That there's a perception that we do, and if it's more than 5%, then it's an issue. If it's less than 5%.
I'm saying we do.
I know. But if it's more than 5%, it's a problem. If it's less than 5%, I account it to people being dumb, okay. Of which 5% of any culture are going to be dumb.
There's a lot more than 5%.
Okay.
So
then we've just taken the show to an all-new low of depression on
Super Bowl.
Well,
there you go. Well, can we get out of it? I'm just saying that, Miss America, I think you should walk up. I will talk here for a minute. And you should go to her handler and say, we would like to just talk to Miss America for 5 minutes.
But I don't even know where the tiara is.
She's getting ready to do a...
I can't see the tiara.
She's getting ready to do an interview.
She's not very tall.
She's
That's
not.
My only complaint. Miss America should be taller because I'm tall.
Okay.
Is that selfish?
I'm not looking.
Is that selfish that she should be tall?
Well,
I'm tall?
Leslie Swoops, who is towering over everybody, including football players.
Oh, my gosh.
Is running around. What?
That's, what's his name over there? It's ridiculous. Joe Theismann.
I don't know what. Oh, there it is. Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann. Whatever. But,
all right.
Yeah, when you're saying whatever to Joe Theismann, that's when you're at radio.
But that is your new word. You've been saying that an awful lot over the last month.
Whatever. I'm from
whatever.
LA.
Whatevs. Whatevs.
That's been part of my vocabulary whatevs, a while.
Whatevs.
Are you mad
whatever.
At me?
I mean, it's been coming out a lot.
Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad. I don't get mad. I'm just.
Well, if you don't get mad,
broke.
That's not natural, so obviously you're suppressing something.
No, I don't suppress anything.
Do you need a hug?
Could you hit him for me? Well, she doesn't
She's
even
not even
know.
Looking.
It isn't.
That is Radio Row also, is people will not look at you even though they're looking at you. They just blow right by
they just
you.
Go, I was like, man, don't even talk. If you talk.
But just so you know, I'm in somebody's shot right now.
Nobody
I'm
is.
In
nobody
USA Today.
Nobody's mad.
So if you get nobody's to the USA angry. Today app. Go to the sports and look at Super Bowl because I am in frame right now for USA Today Sports.
Oh,
so when
I
they,
see.
So when no, they have one of their video on the app, I'm in
you're
frame.
You're like really blurred. You won't even, no one will
well,
even
but that,
be able to
People
see.
Will recognize my blur.
Oh, that's the blob of Jeff.
The blob of Jeff is pretty powerful.
Because I've been in it
oh,
all
damn
morning.
It. She just and, put her shoulder
and,
into my
exactly.
face.
Exactly. And Desmond Howard was here doing something with them.
Okay, by
and,
the way. So do
Desmond
we,
Howard, who, you know, returned a kick for a
the
touchdown
only
in the Super Bowl.
Punt, the only kicker to ever win MVP.
Kick return.
Kick return.
Kicker, yes.
Okay.
Kickers
okay,
don't.
Right.
Kickers don't win MVP. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on record right now. If a kicker or a punter ever wins MVP
That's
in a Super Bowl,
be all
I'm out. I am out the door. No
What's
more
up, Ivan?
Football. Ivan, how you doing? No more.
Ivan the
no,
Terrible's here.
No more football for me. If a kicker, I'm going on record. Mm-hmm. Please, can you chop this in?
Chomp.
If a kicker or punter ever win MVP of a Super Bowl, I'm done with the sport.
Gotcha.
I'm out.
Gotcha. Now I'm not.
Did I just bring it down?
No, I'm thinking.
Are you okay? You is it the 2 o'clock in the morning? You're still a little tired. You're kind of groggy.
I'm not drunk.
I didn't say you.
No,
were drunk.
I'm being clear to everybody else. But I'm completely sober. But I'm fogged.
Holy of all that is good and pure in this world.
That was simple.
But simple does it for me.
Well, but I'm saying there's gaudy here all week.
Oh well. America.
You don't know what bodies. You don't know what I've seen. I've seen gaudy, Steven. Where?
Yeah, I. You know what?
This guy wanted to use the line. You clearly don't have a face for radio.
Who said that?
No, this guy was talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Off air. You clearly. He says, "What do you think she'll say?" I said, "She has a face. I haven't gotten there yet. I started at the ankles, and I was going north, and I have yet to see her face. Does she have a head?" I would not know. I it's so slow, the journey to the top.
I see. You take your time. No,
well,
you got to.
It's like eating my dinner.
They're walking
who is,
by
who
so
was the
quickly.
Last one
you got
to
go
finish
in.
Dinner last night. Who's the last one to finish dinner last night? You didn't know. It was me.
No.
All the plates were cleared, yeah. And I'm still working on my fish.
No, I was the last plate he took.
Okay.
With the
steak. Well, you had fries, though.
I was savory my steak. That steak was, oh, my God.
Hilltop on.
Hillstone. That's why we couldn't find it. We can't put it in Hilltop, and it's Hillstone.
That's completely illogical. There's no such thing as a Hillstone. That's illogical. No,
have you never seen the Hillstone? You clearly have not driven through the great state of Arizona, my friend.
I've been in Arizona a lot. Is Hillstone the thing north of Phoenix? That's the high point? Is that the Hillstone?
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
So, again, I have driven through much of Arizona.
Oh, God, this show went from great to
bad.
It was bad. It had nothing, no fire, no energy, no nothing.
That's something.
You know what? When you start with The Godfather, Gil Brandt.
So all these Old Spice commercials are what I'm seeing running behind me. They're hilarious.
Yes.
They're all the funny ones, including the mom. This is the mom going up on the couch.
Yeah.
And she just went through the bowling thing, you know, because her son's dating now, and she's got to get over that. How Old Spice has gone from being, and we're doing exactly what they set up.
Yeah.
We're promoting their product.
We're promoting Old Spice.
But this was, I must say.
Let's get the Old Spice girl over here.
She'll come over. They're all here to sell.
Old Spice girl. Come over here. We're going to get the Old Spice girl
And I'll
over
tell
here.
My story to her because she may not know this.
There's a story?
The history of the perception of Old Spice, in America.
Yes. We're going to come on
We're
in
live.
Here.
Come on over and sit down.
And what? Just speak right into the microphone.
Name.
Andrea. Yes.
Okay, Andrea, here's the thing. I was just getting ready to say this because we were promoting your product, which is exactly why you're
and
here.
And we were talking about the snow globe thing.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
And all your commercials, which it's very difficult to work because your funny commercials are on while I'm trying to work.
Sorry, guys. I know. It's just
Andrea,
the whistling.
Where are you from?
And I'm from New York.
You're
local.
From New York. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. New York's a big place. Where are you from?
Oh, well.
I don't want your address.
All right.
We'll keep you private, but just give the
well,
cheap
we may want
Upper
the
East Side.
Go,
you
no,
know.
No, so,
unfortunately, I can't say that. I could say Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Okay, we know.
They're getting snow right now.
I had a really good Philly cheesesteak last time I was here in Staten Island.
Really?
I did.
Really?
He took the Staten Island ferry because he got the tip that if you want to go across, it's virtually free.
It is free.
And no, the Statue of Liberty wasn't open at the time.
Right, they just opened it, yeah.
And they said take the Staten Island ferry and you'll go right by it and you can take some good shots. But I actually get to visit it tomorrow. But that's why I was over there. And then I was over there and I was like, you know what, I might as well have lunch here. And one of the workers there said, you know, Philly cheesesteak right over there, amazing. It was great.
And where did you go? It was great.
Those days are in the past.
It's
a landfill. Okay, that was a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking about Old Spice.
Andrea probably doesn't remember. But yes, tell her about the commercial.
Okay, but what I wanted to say is the perception. Are you aware of the perception of Old Spice with American men? I'm 48.
I know the company's almost 76 years old. So right.
Okay, so here's the thing. When we were young men, he was younger than me, but when we were young men, if you didn't know what to get Grandpa,
You would get him Old Spice. Right.
And if it was your dad, it would be Root by Fabergé.
Right.
Okay? And you don't know what to get. Do you know what to buy your dad frequently? Aren't we hard to buy for?
Yes.
Okay.
Extremely. I mean, hey, a ticket to this place would be great. My dad would love it.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
I know.
So it's hard. Old Spice, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
But what
so
you
here's
guys
the
have
thing.
Done.
It was so, you guys are amazing because the perception then with my generation, would we buy Old Spice?
Old Spice is for old people.
That's for grandpa because you don't know what to buy him. Somebody else gets him the cheese log.
Oh, jeez. Like,
so that's what your product was. It was dumb, out of time, something from ancient past, the Model T Ford. You crank your car
that's
to
hilarious.
Start it. That was Old Spice. Did you know that?
Like, okay,
I didn't.
Get to the good stuff now.
So now my son is 19. Old Spice is the coolest thing in the world.
Dad, the new Old
you
Spice.
You guys, high five.
Yes.
It's the new Old Spice. Is that what you just said?
The new Old Spice.
Up. You just made that up, didn't you?
Yes.
You need to get a promotion for that one, the new Old Spice.
The new Old Spice. Well, he's just crying. He, him and his wife cry because the moms
no,
with the,
I don't,
with,
but
the,
my, the with, mom,
with the
with
my the
mom,
guys.
My wife.
It's like he's becoming
a
man
gets
now.
Teary. And everyone else is like, that's a dumb commercial. I'm like, do you have kids? No.
Well, then
that's
you don't,
what,
then
hello.
You don't relate. Hello.
Yeah.
So
that's
our
great.
Boys
Andrea, what are you doing
amazing.
Here besides handing out cool bottles? Because I need to go get one of those bottles.
You need to take a picture with Wes right over there.
I did. I spoofed my son. We've already covered that. He bought
great.
It hook,
it
line,
real,
and sinker.
Right?
He bought it hook, line, and sinker, and I felt badly. Yeah. I do this to him all the time.
I actually heard that someone took a picture, sent it to West's wife, and
oh
she
my
said,
gosh.
Is he really there?
If
what is he
there,
doing
I'm gonna
there?
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. He does
that's
not have permission.
That's how legitimate it looks.
To be
it
in
does.
New York City.
That is
that's
a, funny.
That's
great.
A good story.
We've got the picture. We've got the picture. It's good stuff. Andrea, thank you for taking
thank
the
you
time
guys so
down.
Much.
So
congratulations
where
on the
people,
new Old Spice.
Thank you.
Where do people go? Go ahead and throw. Where can they go? Like see all the commercials. Do you guys have all the commercials up online?
They should. Yeah, YouTube and their websites. Yeah, I think there's a new one coming out. I know they have the mom one, but I think I heard there's a new one.
Awesome.
Maybe debuting on Sunday.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly
Andrea
on Sunday.
From Staten Island for the new Old Spice.
So if you're watching TV on Sunday, I don't know, maybe football or something.
Something like that.
You might see a new commercial. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nicest person I've ever met from Staten Island.
All right.
I've only met four.
I know. And you know what? When I first got here, Jeff was always telling me, New York people are just so mean, and that is not the case. Everyone's been so nice to me here.
It's a perception, Stephen, and perception is often based in reality.
It's the perception, and perception
so what
is
the
reality.
Woman? No, I said it's often. I
no,
didn't say it
no,
is.
No, but I had a boss who would always say that. And it would drive me crazy.
Well, of course it would, Stephen. You don't like things like that are absolutes that are all absolutely wrong.
Perception is reality. No, it freaking isn't.
Well, in the
perception
realm
is
of
perception.
In the realm of getting hired and fired and promoted and
perception.
People love perception, Stephen.
I'll freaking drop kick somebody who ever says that to me ever again.
I'll kick you right
if
in your
you're
perception.
Listening right now, and I ever hear from you, you come up to me and you say, you know, Stephen, perception is reality. I will drop kick you.
We've got genuine Jersey pride behind us.
Okay. Stop looking behind you. Look forward.
Look forward.
Or
okay.
Look over, over to me.
I'll look at my dirty
and
pants.
And stay engaged in the show.
I'm
so,
with the show, looking at my pants. How do you not look up when you're at Radio Row, Steve? That's the charm we're trying to bring, is the
I
atmosphere.
See. Yeah, well, the atmosphere, it's gotten to me. I feel claustrophobic. It's closing in on me. It's going to kill me. Okay.
It might.
I'm used to the space from New Orleans.
A convention center.
Or Indianapolis.
A convention center.
Or Dallas.
Convention center.
I mean, we can't even do our finger football this year.
No,
and
there's
that
no room.
Crushed me. I am
so
crushed.
Sorry. So sorry.
Literally crushed here. Couldn't they find a bigger hotel? That's all I'm asking.
In Manhattan?
Yes.
This is big.
This is, okay.
You know.
You know, the thing is that I have to thank you. Trisha was like, you're actually staying in the hotel where Radio Row is? I'm like, yeah.
I walked a mile this morning to get here in the cold.
So I thank you for allowing me to stay here is what I'm saying.
No, I saw where you're going, and I said.
Yes. So
I threw in the jab that I walked a mile in the cold this morning, but you're welcome.
You could have taken the tax.
It would have been $5.
$5 to
but
not be cold.
And it might not,
but you would have been warm.
But it might not be faster. That's
no,
the thing.
It's
I was
not
trying
faster.
To. I was trying
I
to get here quickly.
I actually literally got when I drove in yesterday. I thought I was gonna miss my shoot for Sky Sports.
Right.
I was like, you know what, dude? I'm just getting off here.
I'm
just
getting out
what I owe
and
you
huffing it
here.
Look,
and he got
light.
My bags out. He pulled this
so for
out.
Those that
really
have never
cool.
been to Manhattan, no, taxi drivers understand that. Yeah. It is taxis are for getting from point A to point B in reasonable comfort.
Yes.
They are not necessarily the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The subway is probably the fastest way, and then walking.
Yeah, not for speed.
And so taxis can, if you say, look, I need to get down to Chelsea Pier, and I need to be there 5 minutes ago, you'll see a whole different side of New York taxi drivers.
Yeah.
And you better have a good tip planned because they're gonna bust moves.
The cool thing about my taxes, I do it. I was like, dude, I am doing a live show.
So he busted some moves, didn't he? He ran some reds.
And the thing is, he never got on the expressway.
No.
He was like
all the side streets to go one way that everyone knows that's the one you use.
But he knew which was like if one was busy, he would bust out of there and go to another one and then just
find the hole, hit the hole.
Does everybody know how to do this?
Taxi drivers do it. Only if they've been here a while.
Well, apparently
locals don't because they don't have cars.
So it's
That's why I didn't take a taxi. And again, it's not that cold. It's 32.
32 and a half.
And it's getting warmer. So to bring this back, to finish this off, God has made a deal with the NFL. He says, the only way that I can really manipulate the weather to your advantage, I need something. And the NFL
what
says.
What can the NFL provide?
Well, this is for this is from draft day, coming to a theater near you, April 11th.
Go see it, people. I cried in the end. I literally was in tears. And
loved it. Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner, Ivan Reitman film. He did what he did in Dave, which is to take the White House and pull back the curtain in the White House
Dave
and let
really
you see
good.
Things right.
I'm just not – first of all, I am, like, Trey impressed that they got the NFL to allow them to use all the logos and the –
the commissioner.
The commissioner and the players. I mean, Aaron Foster played one of the running backs.
Yeah.
The character of the running back. So it was pretty amazing that because the NFL doesn't let people use their stuff for anything.
It was total access. It was, Steven, that's the kind of access we're going to need for our Pandemonium show.
Yes.
And that's why I think Mr. Reitman is going to be the man to at least have one of his people
set up
do
a
our
meeting
show.
With him?
Yes.
For,
I'm going to.
There you go.
And I've actually got the lunch on the schedule. Okay.
All right. Lunch on the schedule. I didn't know lunch was on the schedule.
Well, we haven't been together much.
Probably shoot me an email when there's a schedule change.
No. This is just a little.
I don't know where I'm at. Chad, they wouldn't let Chad in here if he tried to pay them.
There was a Bengals jersey that went by, which was nice.
Oh, okay, but it wasn't interesting.
No, he wouldn't have worn a Bengals jersey anyways, I don't think. Pretty sure he's not allowed it. It was part of his
release.
Do you want to try and get Theismann? Do you want to try and get Theismann? No, Joe's
so.
Walking right by right now. Never mind.
He is.
So much for Hall of Famers. Hall of Famers were yesterday. And, you know, here's an observation on
it's
Hall of Famers.
It's actually tomorrow night.
Here's an observation on Hall of Famers. Secret for our listeners only.
All right.
For our listeners only. Steven knows this. He just hasn't thought about it. So I'm going to tell Steven something that he knows, but it hasn't occurred to you.
All right.
Hall of Famers that wear their gold jackets. Yeah. You've probably never heard of them. And they're older. Hall of Famers that don't wear the gold jackets are the real celebrity Hall of Famers.
I see
what you're
saying.
The gold jacket is a little bit of a desperate don't you know who I am? So I'm wearing my gold jacket. And there were several of them yesterday.
I see.
And I felt badly. They were older guys, and I felt really badly.
Yeah, but they played in the league like in the freaking 60s
Agreed.
And 70s.
I'm not taking anything. I'm not disparaging them, but it's an observation.
Fact, when
again,
they got,
we pull back the curtain. That's what we do.
When they played, you weren't even born. So
correct. They need that. I wish it was a little more subtle than a truly ugly jacket.
It's not that bad.
The gold
it's
jacket
not that
is really
bad.
Ugly. 'Cause it would be better if it was real gold and like sparkled or something instead of that pale yellow.
Yeah, it's not. It's
not the best color. Brandon Marshall already been here. So the league in the draft day vein.
Back to God. Yeah.
So in the draft day vein, you know, guys like, well, I'm listening. You know, God took the phone call from the NFL.
Of course, because he loves the Dallas Cowboys, and he watches the Cowboys play on Sundays.
To quote, Eddie's, what's he going to watch on Sunday? Not the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
So, wow, Jeff said that. So, you know, in using a line from the movie, God said, I'm reminding you that you called me.
Yes.
So get to it. Yeah. They said, okay, so we need that. And God says, okay, here's what I'm thinking.
The real line was, dude, at least act like you're the one who called me.
That was a great line.
It was awesome.
At least because it was silence on the hey, Skip Jones from the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. And then there was more silence. Dude, at least act like you're the one who called me.
Okay, right. Well, here's what I'm thinking.
What do you want?
Here's what I'm thinking. And God says, okay, you want snow. Well, here's what I'm thinking. The we're gonna go with a Christian God here. So the Trinity, we've gotten together. Yes. The group's gotten together, and we have discussed things. And, you know, the Holy Spirit had a great idea. Holy Spirit's like, what if Ndamukong Suh, his path to being a better guy and more of an upstanding citizen, what if he went back to stomping on people's heads? And the NFL said, yeah, that's good. But they didn't blink, Steven.
Right.
And it's like, uh-oh. And they said, cool, we'll do that. That's done. And they said, oh, no, we weren't finished. And we is the Trinity. So, you know, guys, we're not done. And he says, what else you need? He says, well, I'm thinking this whole rebranding of Brandon Marshall, that's got to stop because he's actually looking like an upstanding citizen and not a self-centered jerk. He's like, okay, so the NFL gets together and they're like, okay, fine.
And
he's
the
like, wow, they still haven't
Bowl?
Blinked. No, God didn't
one.
Say that.
Okay.
But actually.
In the next 5 years.
In the next decade or so.
All right.
So the final piece, and this is where they blinked,
yeah.
The NFL. We need Cooper Manning to get hit by a bus while his dad's watching on game day. And
why you
then,
gotta throw poor Cooper? Hasn't Cooper been through enough?
And so then the NFL's like, hey, not in front of his dad. And then, you know, the deity got together and said, okay, fine. But he does have to die, but not in front of his dad. And the NFL, deal. So we are expected to have snow on Sunday for game day. But it's going to come at a price.
The NFL would be willing to bring back Jerk.
Jerk and Ndamukong Suh.
Brandon Marshall.
And Ndamukong Suh.
Stomping man,
yes.
Angry Ndamukong Suh.
Yes.
The Cowboys within the next decade have to win a Super Bowl.
Well, you added that. But
and Cooper Manning's got to die.
Hit by a bus on game day.
On game day.
So that Peyton, when he's playing, you know, on Sunday, he's got that heavy heart that he goes out there and wins the Super Bowl and the MVP with his brother's death hanging over him. But Dad doesn't see it, fortunately. So I think that's, you know, for snow.
So it happens game day before the game?
Absolutely.
Peyton
like
flies
on his
home.
Way to the game.
Peyton doesn't play.
Peyton's here. His whole family's here.
He flies away? To go be with his brother.
His brother's body?
Yeah.
He's dead. Absolutely. His brother gets hit here.
Oh,
his brother's here for the game.
Okay. Well,
everybody's going to be here. You know that Eli's going to be here.
Yeah.
I've seen Eli this week.
Oh, did he say again that he knows enough not to throw the ball to the other guy?
He wouldn't talk.
He wouldn't say much.
Apparently someone's giving him a heads up to us that we play a drop that's not very flattering. Apparently. What's this red button thing on the turf?
I don't.
Everyone's taking a picture
red,
of it.
Red button.
Is it the easy button
no,
for staples?
No, this guy does a show where he asks you a question and you press the red button when you know the answer.
That's a cool gimmick.
It is. It's a little gimmick. We need a gimmick like that next week.
We had finger football, remember?
They took that away from us.
A long time ago.
They took
because,
that away
by
from
the
us.
Way, if someone connects on one, it's going to go all the way over to the Fox set. It's going to hit the Houston Sports Talk 790.
Dude, could we be any further away from
Sirius
the NFL XM? Network set this year?
Oh, first of all, they're not in this building.
They are. They're right in front of the Sirius.
Okay.
No, see that big camera crane?
I haven't walked any further than half this floor.
You know what? Yeah, I get to about where Donna is. Donna Murphy from the Florida station.
Jacksonville.
And then that's about as far as I go. I don't want to go anywhere else.
So here's a fun story. Catching Steven up on things he's missed while he's being responsible.
Yes.
And I'm playing here. Catching Steven up. I'm in the – have you seen the media lounge?
Yes.
Okay. Really nice. They occasionally have snacks.
We
got
to go at 12 o'clock because –
Do you have a massage?
From 12 to 5 is when they put out the goodies and they have the stuff.
What time is 12? I want to get on the calendar now. The people are there signing up. We should pause now so I can get a shave.
Okay. I want to get a manicure.
Free manicures, free back rubs, free facials.
And I want a back rub.
Free shoe shines.
And a free.
But you got to get on the calendar
and
they start –
Will they shine my
tennis? So, Steven – I wouldn't. Anyways, pause.
Why are we pausing?
Because if you don't sign up now, you won't get a time.
But there's
the girl.
11:50.
The girl is. People think that at noon is when you start signing up.
Yeah.
The girl's signing things up now. So
all
at noon, it's all full.
So
pause.
We're going to pause
so
right
that we can
now.
Get free things.
All right. Right now, live from Radio Row, joining us, the big man. You've known him. You've heard him before here on NFL Rants and Raves.
You love him.
The biggest name in comedy, Kostaki Economopoulos.
Well said, sir. It's nice to be somewhere where people know your name.
Yeah, it's like an episode of Friends, isn't it?
It's
or
cheers.
No, I'm sorry, Cheers.
Come
I blew
on.
The joke.
He blew.
Am I allowed to boo the host?
Please.
Yes,
please
you're allowed
do.
To boo the host.
Yes, go right
he
on.
He has booing actually in his car if you want.
Wherever. That's your punishment. You have to listen to me sing.
Where everybody knows your name, and he went
this
with
this is not
Friends.
The Dan Patrick Show, and we don't have a punishment room.
I think maybe because we're in New York, he thought Friends, because Cheers wasn't in New York.
Well, Cheers
Baltimore
was Boston.
What city
right?
was it?
That's right.
Cheers or Cheers. Friends? Cheers was Boston.
Boston.
But they're all filmed in L.A., so it really doesn't matter.
Oh, well, yeah.
What about this is a great scene, boys. It's good to see you here.
Yeah, it's a little crowded this year here
today
in the room.
Today is the busiest day of all, by far.
I yeah, say. could you tell me, because don't you live here, Kostaki?
I live here. I live in the Upper West Side. I took a train down.
Upper West Side.
So
I don't even know where
that
is.
New York, though, doesn't
sounds
it?
But it does.
Doesn't it?
It sounds
well,
very New York.
Well, Central Park splits the upper part of Manhattan into
ah,
two.
So if you so say upper, you're on the north.
Yeah. North of the park.
Of Central Park.
No, it's tangent to the park, but it's on the east side of it, right? It's on the west side.
No, we're
case.
Not asking for your address, dude. That's private and personal
so
between
upper
you
S,
and the Mrs.
So
Kostakopoulos.
Upper east side
is, east,
is
of the park.
East of the park. Upper,
upper west
side
west
is west
of
the park. And then what's north?
North
Harlem.
Of that is Harlem.
Yeah, Harlem. See, that's where that, I belong.
Shuggy Duggy Quack Quack. Right. Play that. Come on. That's right. A little Quincy Jones action.
I can't believe you have that.
Absolutely. Shuggy Duggy Quack Quack, man.
We'll get ourselves up to Harlem at some point.
So, Kostaki, you always been working hard with your quick hits, right?
Right, the jokes, man. Quick snaps. Pay attention.
Quick
you're nice. Killing my branding.
Good job with the guest there, Miranda.
Wow.
I
my
just
branding.
Blew a TV show. You blew a guest. That's
yeah,
good.
He got wow. the name right. I'll take it.
Steven Kostaki, blew a guest.
I'm not even going to go there at all.
All right. Didn't go there.
So we got quick snaps with Kostaki Economopoulos. But before we get to the jokes.
Yes. Talk to me.
We got some personal news. Brother got married. You
got
married.
I'm married.
We have a Mrs. Kostakopoulos.
She went from Krista Miola to Krista Economopoulos.
Miola.
The biggest name in photography.
Miola.
Miola. As in
Miola.
Tony Miola?
Yeah. Miola is such a simple, common
yeah,
word.
Yeah, Miola as in know. Miola cameras?
Well, she actually is a photographer.
She's a photographer.
How do you know this?
As in Tony Miola, the soccer player, the goalie for the American
okay, there
team.
There you go. There you go.
That's the same spelling. We actually she teased me about it. Like my first name is actually Konstantinos. I should change my name. Konstantinos Miola? That's a stud name, right?
That kind of is, especially if you play footy ball. You
yeah,
play soccer,
be,
dude, people are going to give you mass
that
props.
That would be an awesome
You got the
name.
Hair? I
See,
mean, seriously.
I'm already.
I'm not going to say anything, but I have a hunch. If you open that shirt, I would see a nice, thick, hairy chest.
You said, what was the name again?
I'm just guessing.
Krista Miola.
But no, your full name.
Konstantinos.
Konstantinos,
is my full name.
And I started to hear Constantinople Economopoulos.
Yes.
So that was
Constantinople.
Like, yeah, that's that was name. Not that's not
my
gonna
legal
work.
Name is Konstantinos Christos Vasilis Economopoulos.
Amen.
I just got two names. Stephen Miranda. That's it. I got no middle name. I got no nothing. Just Stephen Miranda.
Well, he was the last of 14, so like, you know what? Screw it.
Did
We're
you
done trying.
If you spent a whole Holy life shit. With the – you have the right to remain silent?
I have.
Your way?
Oh, yeah. I have, yes. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, now I kind of like do a preemptive strike and stop people. Yes, like the rights. You have the right to remain. All right, move on. Let's go.
It's best when you know people are going to mock you to just beat them to the
At
punch.
At least you only get the heady people that torture you, right?
Or the people have been arrested a
At
lot.
At least you sort of, you screen out sort of the bottom third
you
of the populace.
You got lawyers, cops,
they
and
don't know
convicts.
That name.
Besides that, no one knows what you're talking
right.
about.
Right.
All right, let's get to some quick snaps. First
jokes.
Of all, before we get to the Super Bowl, I understand you're a big fan of the Pro Bowl.
I'm not.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the Pro Bowl. It's fun to watch, though. It's a part of the spectacle of the NFL. There's no blitzing in the Pro Bowl, as you know. No blitzing in football? That's like basketball with no dunking. We have that. It's called the WNBA, everybody. Joke number one.
Ba-da-ba!
Quick snaps.
Quick snaps.
Back in action. This year they added 2-minute warnings for the first and third quarter. That's what we all wanted, a longer Pro Bowl.
Oh,
you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I didn't watch any of the draft nonsense. I didn't right. watch the game. I was a big proponent of the Pro Bowl.
He
previously.
Loves the Pro Bowl 1.0.
Yeah.
Right. Originally, when I was a kid, I loved watching it. I was like, oh, there's a Falcons helmet. Oh, there's a Falcons helmet. It was fun, right?
It was.
Here's
right. And now it looked like it was freaking Oregon versus Oregon State
okay.
for crying
yeah,
out loud.
Yeah, that's. I have the same thing. There's an old guy complaint. What's with these uniforms, right?
Okay, since you're messing with it, here's my suggestion. You tell me what you think.
All right.
This is not a joke either. This is dead serious. Still do the televised draft thing.
Right.
But you know what we're going to do on come game day? Was Sunday? Saturday? When do they play?
Sunday night.
Sunday. Okay, Sunday night. NBC?
Yes.
NBC wouldn't show that. NBC Sports Network?
No, it was whatever, a major network. Whatever.
Seriously, big NBC get showed that game. Yep. I will. Play slow pitch softball.
It's a joke. Oh, no, you're being serious.
I am being serious because guys are super competitive. You're not going to get hurt, and that's the big fear is guys
that's
will get injured.
Really?
Make didn't you do get something. Hurt once playing
play a
softball?
Steven, don't bring up my all tragic right, softball life that you are all too much a part of.
Is that true?
Okay, Miranda playing center field for my Mickey's Mantles with the Walt Disney
nice.
Company. I thought I made it up. Found out it goes back to 1935. There was a Mickey's Mantles. As old as Mickey Mantle is,
really?
There was a Mickey's Mantle softball team with Disney. And you got a Mickey Mouse throwing the softball and stuff.
Yeah.
And so Steven playing center field where balls go to die. You know softball, if you can hit it over the center fielder's head, you got a home run, unless
yeah.
you're me. Miranda lays out, catches it, throws to first, no bounce, double plays.
What? Yeah.
8-3, double plays, unassisted, Miranda.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually threw a girl out. She hit a grounder to center field. I charged it and threw it to first base
8-3.
Her out.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
The guy's ridiculous. He's not that much fun to play with.
I have an alternate pitch for you. A
okay.
serious pitch,
what
not
do you,
a joke.
What do you, judge my softball suggestion.
I'm going to give it an 8. I like it.
Okay.
That's
thank
a good
you.
Idea. It solves all the major problems.
It
right?
does.
It's not dangerous. It's playful. It's interesting.
Yes.
It's light.
Yes.
You get to see the stars that you
that's
came to
the
see.
Whole point.
That's a pretty good answer. Here's my idea. Scrap the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Play a third place game. I want to see Niners Patriots.
Oh,
right?
I almost said a naughty word. That's such a good idea.
Oh. That is a great idea. That's
the consolation. Like the World Cup does it.
The World Cup has a third place game.
All right.
And,
so,
but I always feel game. Like that it's we're, an embarrassment if you have to play in it.
We're talking to the biggest name in comedy, Kostaki Konomopoulos.
Quick
and
steps.
He just came with the idea of why not a third place game.
You could have it Super Bowl Sunday at 1 p.m. It's the undercard game. You could
wow.
bet, you could parlay the games on the same day. It's perfect
don't
for
don't say
betting.
Parlay to gambling addicts,
for fun.
Please.
Yeah.
You know I'm right.
Okay, so
who wants to watch 18 hours of
I'm
pre-game?
Parlaying Denver and the over in this game, by the way.
I want to see Kaepernick-Brady. I want to see that game.
Now, Ricky,
I got the Niners.
Ricky Booby just
yeah, I agree.
Ricky Booby once said that if you're not first, you're last. So who the heck wants to be third?
Yeah,
who wants the bronze medal?
But we. So what are you saying? All the rest of the NFL games are irrelevant the whole season? No.
Yeah, it's all leading up to this.
Coming up to third place is an interesting game.
Where would it be played? In the Bronx? On the ice? At Yankee Stadium?
That would be seated as well, I'm sure.
I mean, seriously, because would it have to be in the same city so that the press will cover it? Or
no.
do we not care because the press won't cover it because it's third place?
No. I think instead of having it as an undercard the same day.
Because you can't.
You have it
the
week. You have it the Sunday where
prior.
You would normally
instead
have
the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of the Pro Bowl.
Instead of the Pro Bowl.
That Sunday.
You have the third place
and
game.
And that gives that the field a week
to
heal.
Forget the field issue and just have it in whatever the home stadium is of the third
yeah.
place team. Right?
Whoever has the best record of the
place.
Two. Yeah.
That would be the seeded thing.
But
right.
they're tied this year.
It's like a regular playoff game.
Well, there's tiebreakers
tie-breaker
that would
scenarios.
Come. That would,
it would probably be in San Francisco.
You know I'm right.
Wow.
San Why isn't there a game? Hard.
That is a.
You are the Shell answer man. You're here to help.
Leaving money on the table.
And now, not only is he here to help with NFL problems, he's here to make a slap with
yes,
some NFL
the Pro Bowl
stuff.
Is ridiculous. That's my point. They added two-minute warnings. They should add two-minute warning before the game so you know when to change the channel.
Oh, I like that one.
I don't want to say the Pro Bowl's boring, but there's better tackling at the Grammys. I watched 15 minutes of Downton Abbey before I realized it wasn't the Pro Bowl.
Was Lady Mary did she catch your
Mary.
Fancy?
I call that Downtown Abbey, by the way.
Just to
yeah.
piss people off.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. So it's Super Bowl XLVII. What is that? Tony Siragusa's shirt size?
What's Oh, Tony. Hey, Tony might be around.
He might be
watch
around.
Out.
Actually,
mind the jokes. Mind the jokes.
So you know what I'm looking forward to the most? I want to see Richard Sherman's rematch with Aaron Andrews. I want to see that.
She is Fox.
I'm the best sideline reporter in the game. You tried me with a sorry ranter like Sherman, that's the result you're going to get. I want to see that.
So if Aaron was really going to go off, she would have to go off on, let's say, Leslie Visser. You bring Leslie Visser in the house,
right.
What do you think's going to happen?
Let's say Leslie
I'm going to shut her down.
That's a good first example.
Why do you got to go to Leslie Bishop? Why not
she's
do,
older.
Why don't you do like Linda Cohen or someone?
Because I think Linda Cohen.
Andrea Kramer. Andrew's too little. You got to go straight to Leslie Bishop, man. That's wrong.
I go old school.
Okay.
Susie Culber's my favorite. She's adorable.
Susie Culber.
She's sharp.
Well, we all want to kiss her.
It's not just Joe Namath.
It's
the action that launched a blog site. Kissing Susie Culver.
It's not just Namath. Everybody wants to. All right, so what do you got for us?
So Sherman is, he's the buzz of the whole week. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
I went to Media Day, and there's a giant throng around Peyton. And then when the Seahawks were out, there's a giant throng around Sherman. This week he said thug is the new N-word, which just goes to show football players can't spell. There's no N in thug. It's not even close.
Well, you know what?
And I'm from Atlanta. I've never really loved the name Sherman in the first place.
Yeah, I know. It's not a popular name in the South.
Richard Sherman. Dick Sherman. Really? That's two strikes for Atlanta boy. Wow. No, thank you. I don't know. We'll see what happens. NFL writer Adam Schein said in an article, it was kind of an open letter to Richard Sherman. He said, keep doing you. Wait, did he say that to Kellen Winslow Jr. too, everybody?
Oh, my.
Kellen Winslow Jr. had some issues.
Now, I can do – you know, I do Adam Schein. You know I do Schein?
Let's hear it. Yes, I do.
Adam Schein here in the building right now, Radio Row, bringing it, the NFL on Sirius XM.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know who Schein is, so there you go.
He looks nothing like he talks.
It could sound like him or, you know, it could sound like an old man sitting on the pot.
That's the thing. He's not old. He sounds like an old guy.
Right.
Cool.
But
he does sound like an old
guy. Sorry, I'm a little distracted right now.
So we keep hearing about the weather. Yes, some beautiful imagery around here.
Beautiful imagery. I like that, Kostaki.
Some shapes that are delightful to lay your eyes upon. The weather was a factor in the playoffs. It was cold in Philly. It was freezing in Green Bay. And it was raining interceptions in Cincinnati, right?
Oh, Andy Dalton takes the shot.
It was
a tough one for Andy.
I think he's a good quarterback, but he had a tough day. And in the Aaron Rodgers rumor mill, it was raining men. What happened with that? Right? There's some talk that Aaron Rodgers.
Men?
There was some talk that Aaron Rodgers might be gay. Did you hear this buzz?
No. I never heard that.
I must have missed that.
We live in LA, so that wouldn't make the news out there. But that mustache is gay.
Except in West Hollywood.
That mustache is so gay, it hit on Andrew Luck's beard. That's a gay mustache. Look at your face.
Wow.
I wish we had this on video.
Yeah, I know. But I'm sitting here sporting a mustache. I'm trying to follow this joke. I have to defend the mustache.
Your mustache could be gay.
I've been told not gay, but porno 80s star.
Yeah.
If I was younger.
Gay porn. Bow, you can bring them all together. What was with the Andrew Luck beard?
Oh, dude, it's look, he's an adolescent to me. My son grows the neck beard every November.
Is that what it is? It's an age thing?
I think the kids these days just don't want to shave.
I was wondering if he was going to get in trouble with the Amish elders for playing under the lights. A ridiculous look for a young man.
Yes, they gathered officially in Pennsylvania and said, please.
He's not allowed to touch the football.
Microphones, anything like that.
He just can't wear the headset because it's electronic.
Yes, he did win that big game against Peyton. They came back to Indy where Peyton built that stadium and Luck won that game. They called it the War of 1812, right? I saw a banner that day that said 12 is the new 18. I hope that's about Luck Manning and not the age of consent.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
wow.
You had to go there, man.
That could be the best joke of the day. I don't know if I'm right or not. Can we make fun of my Falcons?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Everybody else made fun of them this year.
Oh, man. It was
so
sad.
They kind of made fun of themselves.
The only team that was worse, that was more disappointing, was the Texans, right? Things got so bad in Houston. Salsa claims to be made in New York City now. It's pretty sad. The Falcons were so disappointing, they had to pay a commission to New Coke. It's very sad. The Falcons, man. Last year, they were one play away from the Super Bowl. This year, it was hundreds of plays. Broadway has fewer plays. More plays. Fewer plays? God, jokes are hard.
Broadway
fewer
makes fewer more plays than
I'm
they
so fewer plays than
Help me with the joke construct,
there
Miranda.
Yeah, it's a fewer
You have the
plays.
Right to help the comedian.
Please contribute $10 to UNICEF. All tax dollars.
This story will sum up the Falcons season.
Right.
Falcons fullback Jason Snelling was arrested for possession of marijuana, which is weird because this season no Falcon looked hungry at all.
Oh.
Speaking of marijuana,
yes.
We got the Super Bong Bowl, right?
Super Bowl, calling? Baby. Both teams come from states with newly legalized recreational marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
How do you think that'll affect
the
game?
So did the league change the start time to 4:20?
It'll just, ha-ha, that's a good line.
Oh, Miranda making the jokes.
I like it.
He's making weed jokes
over here.
We should
replace Bruno Mars with Mars Bars.
Okay, so I got a question. As a New Yorker.
We're having too much fun.
As a New Yorker, I'm at Yankee Stadium last night watching hockey, which is what you do at Yankee Stadium.
That's great.
You freeze your butt off
and
watch hockey.
I'm kind of jealous of that. I want to see it once.
It was epic. It was epic. And so CeeLo comes out after the first period to do a little entertainment.
Yes.
He sang one of his songs. He got booed.
He got booed?
He got booed. It's Yankee Stadium.
What was he singing? Some anti-Yankee song?
No. It was just one of his songs. It's real popular.
Wow.
Then, boom, he goes old school. Steve Perry, Don't Stop Believin'. He went 82.
Huh.
And he was spot on, Steve Perry. It was amazing. Got booed.
Really?
Help me understand this New York obsession with booing.
Well, I don't know if New York can claim that. I think Philly has that. Baltimore, that's not necessarily a New York thing.
The draft starts. The commissioner walks to the podium. The happiest day of NFL season that doesn't have a game.
Boo.
With the 2014 NFL draft is now in session. And a cacophony of boos rains down at Radio City Music Hall.
That's because they hate Goodell. That's a special
thing. Why do they hate Goodell? What has he done?
Well, they blame him for being for being a hard ass during the lockout. I think
he orchestrated a 10-year agreement that has us having football.
I agree. You're preaching to the choir. I'm just trying to explain the
business. You don't boo Roger.
Oh, he boos all the time. I've seen Kostaki.
No, I agree. I'm anti-booing for that kind of a situation.
Well, that's because you're talent and you're sensitive.
It snowed so much in some of these games you couldn't hear the booing, which is nice.
Listen to Kostaki Economopoulos. Kostaki. We've kept you far too long. Thank you very much.
Tell us about your podcast.
Give us.
He's a podcaster.
That's right. I got to do the podcast.
That's right. Yeah. I got a podcast.
It's called Quick Snaps, and it's on iTunes. We were new and noteworthy on iTunes this quarter.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It's nice.
We were there 10 years ago. It felt really good.
You
do screenshots of your computer stuff,
yes.
And you send them to your mom.
Yes,
see, I made it.
We did do that.
See, I know. It feels good.
We went from tens to hundreds to thousands of listeners in just 4 short months, and we're on the map. We're excited.
Excellent. Excellent. Welcome to the podcast universe. May you stick around a while.
Okay, give us a walk-off. Right now we need a walk-off.
Super
knock
Bowl
it walk-off. Out of the park.
You know we do a walk-off.
Come on,
here
Russell Wilson, man. Something. We haven't talked about Russell Wilson at
30
all.
30 seconds left
He's
in the
really
game.
Short.
You're
Wilson.
Down by 4. You need a touchdown. 3rd and 16
Kostaki,
from the
go
25.
To that, go
you
to
know
that
what you do when the chips
play.
Are down? You go to your game makers, right? Your playmakers, the guys that you know you can count on. In my case, as an NFL joke writer, it's Tim Tebow.
It's never too late for
it's
a Tim
never
Tebow
too
joke.
Late Tebow to go to Tim
looked
Tebow joke.
Really good in the broadcast booth, right?
He did.
It was just a couple weeks ago, his he broadcasting did. Debut. It's weird that he does something well that goes through the air. Isn't that strange? And then he tried to throw it back to the studio, and he missed. Good night, everybody.
There you go. You know what? You know what? I hate to say it. I saw that coming a mile away, though, baby. I saw it. I knew exactly
so
what
So
you
was didn't think it was going to get intercepted. You just knew that it was going to go to the
ground. It was
going to
get incomplete. It's a good thing, Economopoulos,
it's a good thing they didn't have Tebow in the Pro Bowl. They would have thrown him in a volcano. He's a virgin, everybody. It's Hawaii. Good night.
Oh, my God. You can't stop him. You only hope to contain him. Because
you
got Economopoulos.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Oh, you got to end with Tebow. That's awesome.
All right. Right now, joining us on Radio Row, you have heard us mention this name a skajillion times on air.
Skajillion and two, actually.
And two. So you're going to hear it one more time. Here is the famous Doc Robb, also known as the Doc Up North. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Steve and Jeff. I'm just so happy to be here. This is fabulous. Thanks for letting me come and be interviewed by you guys.
I would actually have introduced you as the inimitable Doc Robb.
Well. And the generous.
Okay.
And the fun.
And the benefactor.
And the past fan of the year.
Past fan
previous,
of the year.
Well, this is the first time we've had a fan of
there
the best show listener
yeah, oh my gosh.
On the show.
We'll have to have repeats.
Well, only if you're paying for it, boss.
Well, we might about work something out.
Hey, you know what? I was so close to winning my bet that you made for me when you were in Vegas.
Yeah, and I wasn't, was I?
No,
I
bet that was one of the worst bets. You never had a chance.
I think I hit one of my 4 props.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
How
bad.
You doing, Doc? How's been the trip to New York
well,
so far?
Well, first of all, we're very excited.
Go Seahawks.
Go Hawks. Okay, so my wife, Mary Ellen's with me. She's a fan of the Seahawks, too. We bought our airline tickets in November because we were so confident that they were going to
That's bordering on cocky.
Yeah. And then
wow.
we did not win the lotto for season tickets from the Seahawks. So we had to buy them on the secondary
market.
How many did they
have for you season ticket
14,
holders?
14,000.
Really?
I want to roll back just a little bit. You bought tickets when?
Yes.
No, airline tickets in November.
I said, that's borderline
airline
cocky.
Airline tickets, that is cocky. That's not borderline.
Okay.
That is just being straight up cockiness.
Hey, by that
we
time,
are going to get to the Super Bowl.
By that time, I was fairly sure. I mean, you can never be really sure until the end. But I thought I
had
a lot
of. So you were coming to New York regardless?
No.
Oh, you were going to sell.
We would have had to transfer
get refunds
those. Yeah,
transfer them
yeah,
to another
yeah.
time. Well, you know what? Good for you that the Seattle Seahawks made it. I am now a believer because I was not a believer.
Yes, I know.
Of Seattle all year.
Well, many times you picked against us.
Doc, I would like to know how it has felt to have been such a consistent, enthusiastic, so much so that Doc many years ago recorded a plug for people to donate money to the show. He did that on his own.
Hang on.
Stay with me. So this is how committed he is to Steven and my success at all. And so now he's done so many things. He flew us up to Seattle, took us to our first Seahawks game. We became one with the 12th man with you, and it was amazing. And now Steven virtually never believes in the Seahawks. Does that hurt you personally?
No. I mean, he's not the brightest fellow, but I've really enjoyed your show. I look forward to it every week. And I listen to your show. It's enjoyable. It's entertaining. It's been fun to watch your progress, watch your success.
Doc Rob, I took Seattle many weeks this year.
Yes.
More often than most seasons.
Steven, well. They won 13 games this year. How many times did you?
I took them 11.
A couple times.
A couple.
11
a couple.
Out of those 13.
No, I won at least 3 challenge games on the Seahawks again this year.
I lost 5. I went 11-5 on Seahawks games, I think. I think I picked a couple of their losses. But I did not – I honestly did not believe how they were playing at the end of the year, that they were going to beat San Francisco.
Well, yeah, and that was a very.
Did you start to get nervous there at the end?
Absolutely, Heart Attack City several times. They almost lost that game. So they.
Jennifer Garner just walked right by you. I don't know
Jennifer.
If you know that. No. Don't get in bad with Chip. She's with Chip, so her handler.
Oh, that's right.
Is somebody that we need to be close
true.
To.
I forgot. Right. I forgot this Chip.
Yeah.
Well, she was checking me out as she went by.
No, she did actually. She looked at you and she winked. Actually, she was tweeting. There's this creepy old man that keeps looking at me. But
and that's Steven next to me, but
yeah.
the good-looking guy in between.
Exactly.
Well, I did not know that bringing Doc Rob on the show was going to get me in this hot water now. I'm just backtracking on everything. But here you are. I'm going to go on a limb.
Yeah.
That you will be happy about the selection I am going to make later on in the show.
Excuse well, I
me?
Hope that's true, because the last time I heard you talk, both of you were betting on Denver.
Now.
That is right.
Yeah, but that's changed.
Now. Did you see our television appearance yesterday?
I did not. You sent me the link, but I have not looked
at it. Okay. Well, Steven, and now I'm just telling you something that's in the public domain. It's up on the internet.
Yeah.
You can't change it.
Yeah.
Steven said 31-17.
That's not even at all
31,
what I said.
30,
okay.
You tell me what your score was.
I said this game will not be close.
It will be a
blowout, 38-10.
Seahawks.
The other team.
No.
So that being said, I
want to
know how Miranda's going to fix this.
First of all, our defense is so good. And number two,
how good
we
is
have
it?
Percy Harvin back.
That's
and that's
right.
going to give the Broncos lots of trouble.
He's gotten off of his dock off the Sicilian coast, and he's flown in a special charter because he is Italian.
Yeah, he
as
is.
As you well know.
Yes, he Italian. Is. He's a little fragile.
Yes, he's very fragile. Oui. see?
But he's back. He's strong, and he's going to make – say he catches 6 passes, 1 touchdown, 90 yards. Think about how many millions of dollars each pass is worth. I mean, the guy is going to make his money on Sunday.
All right. All I have to say to this, and I want you to know that you are, I consider you my friend.
Yes.
That's very nice.
I really appreciate that you, for all of these years, have continued to listen to our show, even though I consistently pick against Seattle. But the thing is, if they let Colin freaking Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers score 17 points,
yeah,
you have to double that, and that's what Peyton Manning
did. Well, except that Colin got a lot of that on the ground. Peyton Manning's not going to be able to do that. We
You're
have
saying
that
Peyton's not going to run for 90 yards?
Our pass defense, you know, it's, it can be impossible to stop Manning, but we can slow him down, give him mostly those short passes, control their running game, get to him, put him on the ground a couple of times, and it's going to be a blowout. I agree. But it's going to be a blowout in the Seahawks' favor.
Whoa!
It's not enough to win. It's enough to humiliate.
It's going to get blossy. Even Mary did a little one of those.
She's a little – that's her suspicious face, if you ask me.
I'm suspect.
That's her suspicious face.
All right, Doc Rob, before we let you go, we just had another doctor on the show. You're not the first doctor that has been
on. No, I'm sorry. We had a neurosurgeon on.
And he is promoting Dr. Black's Brain Bars.
Have Dr.
you
Keith
heard of the Brain
Bars? No, I have not.
It's a snack that's so good for you that it will help your brain.
That sounds great.
So looking at the beta amyloids that go in and are part of early onset of Alzheimer's and things like that, and hopefully blocking some of those.
Sounds good.
Decades before they ever have a chance to build up into the brain.
Wonderful. Let's eat that stuff.
Whenever we have a player, we always ask them if there's another player that kind of, you know, that they would say, wow, that's a great player. So is there like a doctor, would there's a doctor out there that you would be like, that's the doctor I want?
Oh, that's a good question. No, nothing comes to mind. Dr. Kildare. You know, Mary Ellen's a doctor, so you got to look
what?
At her. Yeah, she's a pediatrician.
Oh,
so,
I could bring my little Emma to you.
They come out of the world, and then they grow into the world?
That's the way. We met over a baby.
You have a
they
little
met Emma? Over a baby. Yeah, nice.
That's a
nice.
Good story, isn't it? Okay, that now, one question here I have. First of all,
He's putting us on the spot. Are we going on the hot seat?
Yeah, we're going to put Steven on the hot seat first.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
How can you say you're actually giving up and you're not a Dallas Cowboy fan anymore? I mean, that doesn't have that
well,
ring
I
of
had
truth to it.
It's a fair question.
For the the growth of myself as a sports broadcaster,
yes,
I had to distance myself from a team that I follow.
Yeah.
That I used to be, you know, just like crazy about.
Sure.
I can no longer be that crazy super fan or else my credibility would go away.
I understand. So professionally, outwardly, you're going to be more neutral.
Yes.
But really, inside, in your heart,
No. Yes. There will be a little
tell
happy
me,
monster
don't
that will dance and jump around.
All right.
Dallas
that's
Cowboys
what I want to know.
Doc Rob, thank you very much.
Well, he had one for me, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In all fairness.
Jeff has been sort of fickle over the years, a new team every
fickle?
Year.
Fickle? No, it's my shtick.
Hall of Famer Barry Sanders, that blows Jeff's theory out of the water. He's wearing his
Gold jacket.
Yeah.
I had a theory that
cool.
if you're wearing the gold jacket, you're not recognizable by people otherwise.
Yeah, that's Barry Sanders. Yeah.
Just kind of sad. He's breaking that, boom, out of the water.
That's good. So,
for Jeff.
So if L.A. does get a team, is that going to be your team?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's
but forever and ever?
Unless a mean lady takes them and moves them halfway across the
probably
the country
not in your lifetime.
And then dies, and then they go on and win Super Bowl. So that scenario seems unlikely.
Okay.
Seems unlikely. So
yeah, is that the
if a team moves to L.A. for real, for good, I'm on board for and here, I'll go you one better.
All right.
That will be my place of employment.
Wow.
I'll be in the
Jeff
PR
will
office,
not only
period.
Start cheering for the good. Team.
I will start selling tickets and be part of that.
Sounds good.
Day one.
What are the chances they're going to have a team in the next 2 years?
Okay, here's the thing that no one's talking about right now. Stan Kroenke of the St. Louis Rams, who has it to make his lease decision in St. Louis in June, so coming up very, very shortly, has bought a whole bunch of land in Inglewood.
Yeah.
Near the new rebuilt Fabulous Forum.
Yeah.
Near the old Hollywood Park, Steven.
Sure. Yeah.
And the Hustler Casino and things. Stan Kroenke bought that land.
Well, that's a
you
good
do
sign.
The math.
That's good.
You do yeah. the math.
Right. That's good. Right.
So if the team's back, it could be, in fact, the L.A. Rams.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And that would be great.
Yep.
Full circle. There you go.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good luck with your show.
Appreciate you a lot.
So that was the great Doc Rob joining us, has come all the way down from Seattle just to see his Seahawks play in the Super Bowl. All right, so now we're just going to stick with the U.K. sitting down with us, the man who brought us to you on Sky Sports, the man responsible, so if you don't like us, you can go after him, Richard Smith, our producer.
We won't give your address out.
How's it going?
So that your family will be safe. You got to scooch on up to the microphone.
He's
used to setting things up.
That's right.
And not being talent. You're talent right now.
Thanks for spending 2 minutes here. I know you've got lots of work to do.
Too much to do.
So, Rich, what was it that made you reach out to Jeff and I?
Wow.
Six years ago.
That's a good one.
6 years ago.
Always been wondering.
How did you make the decision?
What the hell?
I had some sort of brain melt that day, and I decided, why not? Hell, let's go for it.
You rang me,
I did.
I was packing.
Yep.
And what was my response? I don't remember.
I can't remember. It was so long ago.
I know. We were so much younger then.
You were stoked.
I was stoked. And I probably was.
Yeah.
I can't hide it. Some British guy just called me and asked me if I'd be on TV tonight.
Yeah, he did. And he did call me immediately afterwards, and he squealed like a little girl. Like a little girl
who just got asked
to prom by the boy she likes.
And didn't we get we got a car to pick you up at the airport?
This is the email that we followed up from Rich. He's like, I'll have a car pick you up at the airport. You can come. You can shower.
Note come with an accent?
Yes, it did. Came like that.
The note came with an accent. It's amazing. He said, we have a shower, so don't worry.
You can shower and
shave and get scrubbed up.
And that's when we were like, we're going to have plenty of time. And then the day actually happens.
And our flight's late. Flight was late.
They fly us. The driver literally flew. I mean, he was driving fast. Gets us to the studio, and Rich is like, nice to meet you. Now, let's go.
No, go to makeup. He sent us straight on to makeup. And you had us wear jerseys, which was one of the worst decisions.
That was a very wrong decision. Right?
That was a bad decision. But you know what? In a career, a bad decision.
Yeah. That was a bad decision, very much so.
We look so frumpy. We're sitting next to Georgie Thompson, and I'm wearing a San Diego Chargers jersey.
and I thank you for that, introducing me to Georgie Thompson. You know, I'm having dinner with
her. Life hasn't been the same.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she's
life hasn't been the same.
Does she know?
Nice! High five! Does she know? Wow, the look on Miranda's face is incredulous.
All right. There you go. Richard Smith, our producer. Is there anything else you want to tell the folks about us?
I can only apologize.
So what you're trying to tell them then is that you have regretted making that call.
Our relationship.
Absolutely. No, not really. Not at all.
All right.
Not at all. It's been great working with you guys.
Thank you. And thank you for
having
me.
For seven long, long years.
It's been great.
You know what? This is our fault, Jeff. We're the one who asked him to sit down. So now he's
take your medicine.
He's taking the shots.
You get what you want from your guests.
But look where you are now. It's great.
All right,
we are.
It's all good.
It's fantastic. It's amazing.
We couldn't be here without you. And with all sincerity, even though it's being recorded, I appreciate it, and I appreciate.
And NFL would be in England would be a lot poorer without you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Well, we appreciate it. That was Richard Smith, our producer from Sky Sports News. Thanks, Rich.
Go Jets!
Nice. Go Jets. Holly. Evanston Township High School's own Cecil Martin.
Well, I appreciate that, big guy. You know, I take a lot of pride in coming out of the Chicagoland area as Evanston Township High School. In the same way, I take a lot of pride in coming out of the University of Wisconsin. Madison, baby.
Badgers
all day long.
Badgers, baby.
So is there Russell Wilson pride?
Well, there is a theme in this Super Bowl, and it is a Badger theme. We have quite a few here now. I mean, we got Russell. Everybody knows about Russell. All right. On the other side, we got my man Monte Ball. Playing running back.
Three receptions in the game prediction.
That is the prediction. And you know what? He is going to have to be a productive member, more so than he has been all year long.
Agreed.
With Noshon having a little hurt, you know, this and that. But then I will say, then there's some other Badgers on the other side. With Seattle, we've got Chris Maragos, who's a strong safety, free safety, special teams extraordinaire, faith-driven leader. And then we got Schofield, a linebacker, defensive end, coming off the edge. So, yeah, we got a lot to be proud of.
Now, to
Badgers.
Build up your cred here, you didn't just go to high school in Chicago. You didn't just play for the University of Wisconsin, the Badgers. You also played a little bit in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, didn't you?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you're kind of in the NFL, weren't you?
Yeah, I did a little Oakland Raider in there, too. Okay. Now, started off with the Eagles.
A well-traveled
over
player.
There with the Raiders, and it ended with the Buccaneers. So, no, I appreciate that. It was a blessing, and that's why being a part of a game like this, one in which I was never able to make it to, but I played in two NFC Championship games, and the teams that beat us end up winning the Super Bowl.
Tell me about those NFC Championship games and what the atmosphere is like and how the players are feeling in those biggest games of their careers.
I mean, you're filled with so much emotion because you know it's going to get you to the biggest game. Like, I think everyone's full of emotion here because you're here. But when you're in that NFC and AFC Championship game, it is special because you want to get there. Like, you're already here. It doesn't lessen it. I just think it heightens it when you're trying to get there. And so the games that we played in, one we played out in St. Louis against the Rams, the greatest show on turf. And then the other one, the Buccaneers came to us. And unfortunately, we fell short. But it
was
great to be a part of it.
No, play for the Bucs?
Well, no, check this out. Wasn't that the 4th and 26 play?
Fourth and 26. I wasn't part of 4th and 26.
Miranda's
fourth
freaking
and
walking that encyclopedia.
That was Tampa Bay. You remember that, though.
Tampa Bay. Remember that was that Tampa Bay that came in?
No. Fourth and 26 was the Green Bay
Packers.
Packers.
That's right.
Wow.
Man,
Steven
Freddie
had
Mitchell.
His memory
he
corrected
went back.
By
yeah,
season.
He went back. Didn't he go back there?
I like that. I did go back.
My man, encyclopedia you are.
So, tell me about the coverage of what you guys are planning for Sunday on Sky. And why it is that nobody should tune into Channel 4. They should all be watching the game on Sky.
Well, I can tell you this. It's all about tuning in for our preview show. You know our preview show is great. You know,
starts at 10 p.m.
Yeah, starts at 10 p.m. You know, you've seen me on an alligator. You know, you've seen me, you know, driving an airboat thingy. You've seen me do all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, I got a surprise for you this time. So, also, we've been all over this city. Times Square has been more of an electric experience and destination of the Super Bowl I've ever seen. And then we got some other surprises for you. So, no, definitely tune in. We got four of us on the show this year. You know, so we're bringing Jeff with Coach's Corner in the house.
Coming over for
yes,
the Coach's Corner.
So
that's awesome.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to be four deep up in the studio. And I'm telling you, we're going to bring the energy like we always do, but we're going to take it to a whole nother level.
Well, there you go. That's a big man, Cecil Martin. Check him out on Sky Sports right before the Super Bowl, big game. We got to get your prediction, Big Dog. We cannot let you go.
Now, mind you, this is not live right now. So
okay.
You're safe. You're allowed to make your prediction because this isn't going out. Safe for your show.
For now, yeah. No one's going to know it until later.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, as I think about prediction and as I've tried to answer as honestly as possible, what I've realized is that what I felt like coming into this Super Bowl was that the Denver Broncos were going to win this game, and they were going to win it by 2 touchdowns or more.
Wow.
The more I have spent time with both of these teams, especially the Seattle Seahawks, I am really feeling like this game is going to be closer than I would have ever imagined, and that the matchups are so close. And they're so critical from the standpoint of –
they're spot-on matchups, aren't they?
Spot-on matchups. And I guess, well, you know, as I've done interviews, I've spent time with these teams, you know, I hear the Denver Broncos talking a lot about how excited they are to be here and how big of a game it is. When I listen to the Seattle Seahawks, I hear them talking a little bit more about each other, about the guy they're playing next
team.
To, about the guy on the other side of the ball, about the guy that makes it happen for them
on their
side of the
ball. I think Sherman gave him a little wake-up call, you know, and a reminder.
And it's not just Sherman.
Because it's what Coach has been telling him all over. And Carroll, it's all right here.
Yeah.
It's your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and it's about the man next to you in the trenches.
No, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. So the prediction for me right now is that I am formulating my final prediction. But what I have given you is my honest opinion of the prediction, and that is that this game is going to be closer than anyone would have ever imagined, and it will go down as one of the greatest Super Bowls we've ever seen.
Outstanding.
And who wins it at the end?
Well,
I
I'm
think
still
you're saying I don't know.
I'm
you're still working that.
I'm still formulating that.
Right. The percolation is still
it's an honest answer,
know.
Guys. An honest
you know
answer.
What? I'm a linebacker coming at you. I'm going to tackle you, too. You'll give me an answer, man. We can't let people walk out here.
Oh, man.
Like,
you know what?
I'm still formulating
I love being on y'all's show,
though. Should we give you a coin to toss?
No, I don't know. I want a coin. You know what, though? I appreciate being on y'all show. I appreciate everything you guys do for Sky and for American football all over Britain, all over Europe. I mean, you guys are unbelievable. You guys bring a whole nother element to the game that, you know, with us and for us and together, I mean, I feel like we make some really good content for the people out there. So
the whole
appreciate
is greater
you guys.
Than the sum of the parts.
Thank you That's very it, much. That's we really brother. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow, people.
Boom.
Joining us now live from Radio Row, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. United Kingdom, Richard Graves of Sky Sports.
Wow, that's some introduction, guys. I'll take that.
Our great colleague. So how you've been here all week. You've been out in the street. You've been out in the cold doing hours and hours of interviews and work. How's it been?
Oh, you have no idea how cold it's been this week.
Oh, we do, because we did it briefly with you yesterday.
You do? You've been here since the weekend, like me.
True,
Steve,
but
obviously
not outside.
That is
you
true.
You have put in yeoman's work yesterday for the network. The network may owe you a new nose if it falls off from frostbite.
Trust me, yesterday was comparatively tropical to the way it was on Sunday. And then Tuesday, oh my, it was minus 23 in the wind chill. Now, that was a new experience.
We were walking in Central Park, and we went inner tubing. Good fun. The snow was falling. It was so beautiful, but we weren't trying to work. We were playing. So you just come in, have a coffee, you know.
Yes, but as we're finding out, this week has been a lot of play for Jeff Ellis. Oh.
Yes, indeed. I've seen the
priorities.
Pictures.
Priorities, you know, man.
When I say I've seen the pictures,
yeah.
Just of you recreationally playing, nothing more than that.
Me at the General Assembly Hall.
You on the toboggan run?
Me on the toboggan run, right.
Yes.
You know, you got to have your priorities right.
Richard, so right now, I mean, you've just shown us a great photo of head coach of the New York Football Jets, Rex Ryan, scooping ice cream. Has that been the best thing you've seen out in New York?
Oh, there has been so much to see this week. It has been mind-blowing, seriously. Rex Ryan in an ice cream truck just giving
ice. It kind of looked appropriate, didn't it?
Well, he had the New York Jets cap on. He was good to go. He looks very comfortable, I have to say that.
Should he lose his position, he could scoop ice cream.
Well, he does have another career clearly now ahead of him. I don't think he's concentrating on that just yet. But there's been some weird and wonderful scenes out there in Times Square and on Broadway. You've got to give credit to the NFL. This is my first ever visit, remember, to a Super Bowl and experiencing Super Bowl week. But the setup, everything that's put on for the fans, the whole experience, it's absolutely fantastic. Just when you think you've seen everything, there's something else that pops up.
The naked cowgirl.
The naked cowgirl.
Well, comes around the corner playing a guitar.
The naked cowgirl is one thing. The naked cowboy is completely different. I'm a bit
great,
worried.
More impressed by the naked cowboy.
I never said that.
You inferred it, though, and so it's my job to play connect the dots.
What
I'm
we have to say about
see.
That is... There you go.
Look, the whole thing, I mean, we're sat here now in Radio Row as well. You know, just in here, you could fill half a day.
Yeah.
And this is not even a tiny fraction of what's going on.
This show, if you were here for our show, it could have been. And by the way, since we've been on the air, and we've been off the air for, I would say, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went on break. Joe Montana's walked past, okay? And I made
Joe
him
Theismann.
Not. Joe Theismann's been hanging out here. We went and saw Miss America and had our picture taken with Miss America.
I took
it's
my
like,
picture.
This is in 15 minutes.
I took my picture with the Honorable Jesse Jackson.
Now, that is something special.
Yeah, it is something
yeah,
special.
You get, I mean, so it's like.
Michael Irvin.
15 minutes, this
and
is all.
Doug Flutie.
Oh, yeah, Doug Flutie just wanted to throw a forecheck into me with a new safety device to protect the forearm.
You see, the other thing you guys have got to remember for somebody like me coming over from the UK is most of these icons, legends of the NFL, most of the time you only ever see on television.
Exactly.
You know, when you
NFL
have
NFL films.
Exactly. When you have the international series over at Wembley, fine, you see some of the former
well,
players.
We saw Joe Montana on the
we
pitch
did.
Down
yes,
in
we
September
did.
Or
but,
October.
But they are the exception to the rule rather than the norm. And you come down here and obviously you see guys working for broadcasting networks, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, like you've mentioned. Terrell Davis has been around, obviously,
they have
as well.
Daily radio shows, and so they're here working.
It is just mind-blowing because these guys are legends of the game. You know, these are the guys that...
There's Dennis Leary right there.
Another
Dennis
one.
Leary
another,
from Draft Day.
And that did that get a premiere tonight or was that last night?
You missed it.
I missed it.
I went twice and you
I tried
didn't
to
see
get
it
you to come,
all.
But right. You were working.
Well, that's because you only did one hit with us.
That's true.
You know, you spent the rest of the day sleeping.
Ouch! I mean, talk about just throwing a man and kicking him when he's down.
You Richard back me up. You better right. believe I'm coming after
before
you.
Before we let you go, I know you got to get back to work, but before we let you go,
We're just annoying Richard Smith, so don't worry about it.
You got to explain to me this whole Nessie,
the Family Ness was a cartoon that was on in the UK on UK television
about the Loch Ness Monster.
About the Loch Ness, and okay. an animated cartoon, obviously the Loch Ness Monster and the Family Ness as a kid when I was growing up. Now I can't remember the words, but I will give you the intro sequence.
What was the intro sequence?
It was along the lines of, "You can watch it, you can knock it, you can go to Timbuktu, but you'll never find a Nessie in the zoo." There you have it. One
Richard
time
Graves,
only.
Sky Sports.
Richard
what
Graves,
else can you
Sky
say
Sports.
But wow.
Yeah, you'll never find a Nessie in the zoo.
And on that note, gentlemen, I'm out of here.
The best line from the London Zoo of all time, though, was in American Werewolf in London. "Mommy, mommy, a naked American man stole my balloons."
I'm gone.
He's cheers.
Cheers. Richard Graves, folks.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And we're just going to hack.
All right, before we wrap up the show, one final interview here on Radio Row. Marie-Louise Belling.
Belling.
How you doing, Marie?
Belling.
Fine, thanks.
Did I say that? She's laughing. I didn't get it right.
Butchered.
Belling?
Marie-Louise Belling.
Belling.
It's
Belling.
An A.
Huh?
It's an A.
Belling.
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 Yeah.
There you go. That's better. Man, see?
From Denmark, from the beautiful city of Copenhagen.
And what I wanted to ask is, what is such a beautiful Danish woman so far away from home in New York covering, of all things, American football?
She's going to a hockey game later. So let's be honest. She's still Danish.
She's
still
here
Danish
for the hockey. And the Super Bowl just happened
well,
to
know,
be.
If you can.
No, the other way around. I'm here for the Super Bowl, but hockey just happened to be here as well.
That's like icing on the cake?
Yeah.
Like all icing right. on the ice, actually.
All right. How has your week in New York been?
Hectic. Busy. Huge. Everything's so much bigger here.
Those are good adjectives, by the way. It's a nice list.
Everything is so much bigger here.
It's a big apple.
Well, I've been to big press things before, but nothing like having several ballrooms filled with people.
Right. So we actually met you at a press conference for a international series game between the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And Mary Louise and I were scheming on how we might upset Bill Belichick.
Ah, exactly.
That's actually what we were doing. You were still coming. You had just grabbed breakfast, Stephen.
How does this compare? Because that was pretty big as well, but not like this, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is so much bigger and so much more impressive in some way, because it was huge talking to some of the players from the Patriots, getting to ask them questions up close. But here you get even closer to former stars and current stars in the NFL, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, on that note, Jeff just pushed Barry Sanders out of the way.
He was in my way, Stephen, and I was in a hurry.
You do not push one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Childhood hero, Stephen, of mine.
You
okay?
Do not push him.
Before there was Eric Dickerson in my life, there was Barry Sanders. Okay?
Marie, would you push Barry Sanders out of the way?
If you were on a deadline. If you were on a deadline. Not yet, she said. I like that.
Maybe in a couple of years.
Maybe in a couple years.
So for you, what has been the biggest story of the Super Bowl?
Personal or professional?
Both.
Professional, I think just experiencing Media Day and
Media Day and the cacophony of people running around, it's huge.
Exactly. Just seeing the stars and all the not-so-big players getting asked crazy questions where you think, how are they ever going to respond to this without just walking off?
Like, well, they're not allowed to. It's
real
simple, unless you're Marshawn Lynch.
And you get fined $50,000.
Did he fine?
Yes, he got fined $50,000 for leaving Media
because
Day.
I wrote my article. Where I was apparently a little overly harsh and negative.
Okay.
Well, my favorite stupid question, I think, was somebody who had asked Danny Trevathan if he liked football.
Stephen, I haven't told Stephen that story. Yes. No, play what?
I was.
It's time for, it's time for
one
his
One more
daughter.
Time. Ask the say that again. They asked him what?
If he liked football.
What?
Wow. Trevathan was the guy who picked Romo at the end of the Broncos-Cowboys game to seal the deal for Denver.
Well, he probably just fell into his hands accidentally because he's not really passionate about football. I mean, that's just it's a hobby. It's a passing fad.
Do you like football? Wow. Do you like football? I mean, you got to like it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I love football. I actually played some flag football in Denmark a couple years ago.
What's your preferred position?
Well, I think I was just sort of
a
joker.
That's a kind of personal question. You
know we
you
don't have
that
in that the
NFL. Woman on air.
I should ask a woman on air what position she would play.
That's not how you phrase the question.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. What position? Okay, but see, I wasn't thinking naughty because she's a friend of mine.
She is. She's a great friend.
And she's a colleague. And so professionally and personally, there's too much respect there for me to go to the naughty place.
I should not have gone there.
I would, if I was going to go to the naughty place, I prefer jokes like this, Stephen. I'll make it worse. Don't worry. You can always count on Jeff to make it worse.
My cheeks are getting red.
So I assume that you would be a tight end.
This was supposed to be our final interview where we're going to go out with a bang. And now
we're going to go out like we go out, bro.
We're going out.
That's what we do. Mary Louise's face is red. Steven's face is red. And I couldn't feel better.
Oh, my God.
I'm in a great mood.
All right. So
should we go predictions with her?
Your favorite position to play football and flag when you did flag football?
Well, I think I was the joker because it was all guys playing and then me. And they just didn't really notice me, so I ran all the way to the end zone and just waited for the ball to come to me.
They wouldn't cover you?
Nope.
No, because she's a chick.
Like, she's a girl. And then you'd catch touchdown passes.
Well, they covered me the next time.
Yeah,
after you score on him.
After a while, they're like, okay,
that's awesome.
Might have to put somebody on
Put somebody. Get the fat guy over there.
That is awesome. Okay, and you said, what about personally, what has been your big?
Teddy Bruschi.
Talking
to Teddy Bruschi.
You got to interview Teddy Bruschi.
Asking him questions and seeing that he took it seriously and thought about the answers. And
he does he takes his work very
classic
seriously.
Classic Patriots fan right there.
Yep.
Seeing his Super Bowl ring number 3.
They're impressive, aren't they?
There you go.
Did he let you wear it?
I've seen.
Oh, you should have asked. You should have asked. Yeah. Next time you're around one.
I've just been shocked at how many players will take it off, and you know
they know how special it is, and they're like, please share my experience,
but
please.
I was thinking, if you have 3 rings, are you going to wear them all at once? And I guess that would be too much.
Yeah,
that's
that is
gaudy.
Too much.
That's gaudy.
Yeah.
That is. I think even the Steelers, you know, who have the 8 and the 1 for the toe or thumb or whatever the heck it was.
And even Deion Sanders, who's got multiple ones, who, you know, and he's a gaudy, showy kind of a guy.
Is.
Even him, he'll only wear one.
Prime McDonald's.
And you'd probably need some kind of
a
security guard.
A detail.
Insurance and whatnot.
I'm serious. That's a good point.
I love it.
So Mary Louise, break down the game for us. You've got 30 seconds. You're on the clock. Go. Break down the game on Sunday.
I think the Seahawks are going to take it.
You just turned off your sound card or whatever.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Something
or
happened there where I was
unplugged.
About to play Emma's.
I don't
what?
Even hear me. I don't hear me.
And
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, the whole thing just went.
Are we recording over there? Yes.
Yeah,
we're recording.
It's recording the voice.
We
so just
can't
keep going.
Hear anything.
What did that
you
little box died. So just forget that. Forget that.
Okay. I've forgotten
All right. There you go. Now you can hear.
Go ahead.
Everything's still being recorded. And you were saying Seattle. What the sound drop I was going to play was basically my little one saying, what? All right. Well, I'm impressed that
you get nervous yet, Steven, because everyone you've talked to recently has been on the Seahawks. And you've got cash.
Yeah, I have never been more from this goes out specifically to my man Nacho. I have never been more committed to this pick than I have been any Dallas Cowboy pick I've ever made in my life.
Wow.
Denver Broncos are going to spank Seattle. I'm talking about complete, utter
spankage.
You know, I like what Dennis Leary said earlier at a press conference.
Steven wasn't there.
The Manning family doesn't need any more trouble.
Dennis Leary is a mad dog. He is a funny guy. I wish I would have been there for that. I like Dennis Leary a lot. It's irregardless of the family. I just think that offensively, this team can, and this is a joke because Jeff knows it, nigh be stopped offensively. Nigh.
Well said. Well said.
Okay. All right. They did bring down the greatest show on turf. I'll give you that much. But that was a long time ago, and that was previously when there were, you know, cameras and stuff like that that were – oh, I did go there. Bad host, Stephen. Bad host.
Mary Louise, whom do you work for in Denmark?
BT.
BT, which stands for – okay. What? So give me what the initials stand for in Danish. Very good.
All right. Well, Mary, thank you very much
for
stopping by. She's got the Seattle Seahawks. Jeffrey, I could not be swayed.
I'm hearing that. That's becoming quite apparent.
Is it?
Yes, quite apparent. You're becoming more belligerent about your pick.
I'm getting, as you are right, as the week has gone along, I have been more vocal that it is going to be a blowout. And don't shake your head. Don't shake your head at me.
Just so.
38-10, beat down.
All right.
Jeffrey, we're going to be out.
We're out.
Are we going to roll out right here?
No.
Is there anything that you want to say about your pick?
You know I got to leave more on the table. There's always more to be said.
Don't leave anything on the table, man. We may not come back.
We may not come back. We may break down tonight.
Yeah. I'm talking about as far as shows, we're not going to be able to talk about what our thoughts are before the game. I mean, the game's in 2 days. We will not do a show tomorrow.
I am looking forward to being at the stadium as early as is humanly possible and watching the players take the field and watching the kickers. I live to watch the kickers warm up. I really do.
He really does.
I love it. And then I want to watch the quarterbacks warm up. I want to see how they look out there. It's all I care about. Remember, it was Super Bowl 46.
Yes.
Was that the Dallas Super Bowl?
No, that was
45.
You're thinking –
47?
You're thinking Bear. This was the
I'm
Super
talking about
Bowl.
The Packers. So what I noticed
the first
in pregame warmups, 45.
Yeah,
we watched.
Packers
Mary Louise is still with us. For those of you don't know, she's quiet.
But she's just being
she's a quiet,
very
polite
nice.
Person. She's kind.
We've
which
not
is
allowed
weird.
Her to get
she's,
up.
She's not American. Well, they already know because we've been doing this for decades. So
yeah,
they're well.
People have been listening for that long.
I'm sorry, did you say something? All right. So here's the thing.
What is the thing, Jeffrey? Just tell me now.
The thing is that I saw was Aaron Rodgers throwing the corner post route to Jordy Nelson. That had not become famous yet. And in warmups, I saw them working that route. And I said to Steven Miranda, I said, there will be a touchdown scored right here. Corner post route to Jordy Nelson. They seem to have that down to perfection, and I haven't seen that this season. Since then, that's become their signature play. But they revealed it, unveiled it, if you will, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In the biggest moment. One of these teams is going to have a moment like that. And I'm still going on Monty Ball. Monty Ball is going to be Mary Louise in this flag football game, and no one's going to be accounting for her, and he's going to run
a go route.
Monty Ball's going to run a go route or a dig or something, and no one's going to be covering him because he's the freaking running back.
Yeah.
And he's going to turn around on a curl and boom, and then he's going to bust down the field like the human bowling ball that he is. No one's going to be able to stop him, and that could be the difference maker in this ball game.
I don't know if it's the difference maker. I just know there are far too many weapons.
It's like America. There's far too many
weapons. Far too many weapons. You cannot contain everybody the Denver Broncos are going to throw at you. That is my thing. It's like, fine, you got Sherman on Demaryius Thomas? Okay. Look, I got six other guys over here who can catch the ball for me. I think that is the brilliance of the man that is Peyton Manning, is that you could take away his number one, his number two favorite weapons, and he will make somebody else a superstar.
So then you're anointing him Super Bowl MVP already
right now,
as well.
Today, absolutely.
That's right.
Because the 38 points, five of them will be touchdowns. There'll be five touchdown passes.
All right. I am also on the Denver Broncos with a lower scoring game simply because I picked them preseason, and I have no reason to change my pick. But God help the Broncos if Russell Wilson and his arm wake up.
Because his arm has been asleep?
It's been in a little coma. And if it wakes up, I know he's been playing great defenses, but if it wakes up, this could be a shootout and something that nobody sees coming. And it could be quite fantastic where you've got 70-some points scored in a Super Bowl.
Well, we'd like to thank Marie for –
It's coming out of a drought. That's a good point.
Coming out of a drought. Like to thank Marie for coming on the show. Kostaki Economopoulos, Mike Tannenbaum, the Godfather Gil Brandt, who was on with us earlier, and everyone else who
Fred
I might
Rogers,
have.
Fred Rogers, Mr. You know Rogers, neighborhood.
And our entire Sky crew, Richard Smith, Richard Graves, the great
Kevin
Cecil
Kalish.
Martin. It was a great week.
It was a good week.
Longer week for you.
Yes.
I had the short week.
Well, you worked really hard. You just weren't here.
True. Exactly. I was working hard in a different capacity.
Yes.
I'm ready for the game, but you know what I am most looking forward to? Crashing that Bud Light cruise ship.
How we get on there?
I am crashing it, and you know what? I heard
counting
that these
us.
Right here, these
yes.
are our tickets on.
These are our tickets to paradise? We've got three tickets, Mary Louise, to paradise.
Isn't it two tickets?
Pack our bags and
it's
we leave
two tickets.
I'm Steve, taking, I don't even have a voice left.
I know, so I'm taking Marie. You are staying home. I'm taking the two tickets to paradise, and I'm taking Marie. You got to go home, and you got to rest it because you got to be ready to
Why?
Talk on
I don't
Sunday.
Have to talk.
Sunday?
It's halftime.
Yeah, so you got
5 minutes.
Go home and go to sleep, and we're going to use the tickets to go to Bud Light cruise party.
Well, then will you do me a favor and make a connection with the person who did the halftime commercial that we need to meet.
Absolutely.
Who's doing all the hidden camera stuff for our TV show.
I will make sure that we do that.
Thank you.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Bell is always working.
And NFL Rants and Raves, thank you for another great season of listening to us. We'll come back with our post-game show. We're going to be the only ones here.
We need a little Dutch. Thanks for listening.
In Dutch.
Danish. I'm sorry. I'm a food holic, so I hear Danish and I see a pastry.
Danish. Yes. How would you say thanks for listening?
Oh, that was so fun.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. Can you say something else? Get us out of here.
You know the Danes, they love it when people speak.
But because the audio difficulty, the
is it not playing? The outro is not playing.
The outro is not playing. So we're here. Sing it.
Dun 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 d